Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Curtis Roseman. Our government bridge, which connects Rock Island with Davenport, also stands as one of the most historic structures on the Mississippi River. It has served as a railroad and pedestrian crossing since its opening in 1896, a buggy crossing for a few years thereafter, then an automobile crossing since the early 20th century. It also carried streetcars until 1940. Its historic significance is enhanced by its designer, Ralph Modjeski, known as America's Greatest Bridge Builder. Modjeski was raised in Poland, educated in Paris. He came to the United States in the late 19th century to serve as an apprentice under George Morrison, one of the great bridge designers of that century. Morrison was the designer of the 1892 Memphis Railroad Bridge, the first bridge to cross the lower Mississippi, along with numerous other bridges on the Mississippi, Missouri, and Ohio rivers. After working with Morrison for 7 years, Modjeski opened his first office in Chicago in 1893. His first project was the government bridge. Modjeski designed several bridges on the Mississippi River, including the Huey Long Bridge in New Orleans and the McKinley Bridge in St. Louis. He also designed the Ambassador Bridge connecting Detroit with Canada, the Ben Franklin Bridge in Philadelphia, and the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge. In total, he designed nearly 40 bridges spanning the rivers of North America, and he trained succeeding generations of American bridge designers and builders, including Joseph Strauss, chief engineer of San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge. Modjeski also took over the poorly designed Quebec Bridge after its 1907 disaster that killed 75 workers. There, he succeeded in creating the longest truss span in the world. Modjeski became known as America's greatest bridge builder for his work in the early 20th century. His mentor, George Morrison, was similarly famous for his work in the late 19th century, having been the leading designer of steel truss bridges at that time. Ralph Modjeski made a special mark on the Quad Cities. His first project was the Government Bridge, and the last in which he contributed to the design was the Iowa-Illinois Memorial Bridge, now called the I-74 Bridge. The Quad Cities will also be honored by one of the first showings of a new video documentary on the life and work of Modjeski, produced by Solar Eye Communications. The date and time of that showing have yet to be determined.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.